Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Oh yeah! Merry Christmas, boys, and welcome. Hello. Yeah,
happy
welcome.
Holidays to all.
Happy holidays to everyone. If you celebrate Hanukkah,
if you celebrate
I don't know what's happening around this time. Hanukkah.
Here's my question to the world: is it more offensive if three white guys try to like
wish you
get
a,
all the
stumble
listings
across
down?
Wishing you a Kwanzaa?
Yeah. Is it more offensive if we do that, or should we just say Merry Christmas? And
whatever you're doing out there today, whatever you're doing out there this week, this month, this time of year,
enjoy
it's awesome
it.
That you're doing it. Yeah. Welcome to this funny podcast about
it's the
paranormal.
Spirit of the season.
It
yeah.
is
what
the
we're
spirit of the
to you.
Season to tell you
Have
about
a
creepy
great time.
Things.
But yeah. what is the biological essence of that spirit? Is it an ectoplasmic spirit? That's the question that we're going to answer today on Chilluminati, the secret of Jesus Christ.
Episode 30-something or other.
Holy, see, if we started episodes like that, people would be like, this show should be
damn.
On TV. Yeah. And then at the end, Alex was like, all that? False.
Wouldn't it be fucked up if I was like, this is a Jesus episode, like out of nowhere? I was like hyping this up, and then I'm like, no, we're just going to look at the mysteries of Jesus.
Just like open the Bible.
Yeah.
I love those shows. I'm not even going to lie. I love the ones where they try to like, we're going to debunk Jesus. I was like, why even try?
I saw the stand-up comedian that did a bit about the show that he watched on BBC that was like, what did Jesus Christ actually look like? Just like the exact like stupid fucking thing they would make.
Dirty blonde hair, blue eyes, and white as the Aryan race.
Of course.
Clearly a very white guy yeah. who just lived in the desert. And it's, I mean, everyone knows that, obviously.
Tall bearded white.
Don't open that can of worms.
We're going to get a letter that's like, guys, I feel like.
Before we personally insult anyone's religion anymore for no reason, let's move on to the episode today. Which is not about Jesus.
It is not.
No, it's called I'm Obsessed with Internet Mysteries and I Need to Move On. And
Merry Christmas. This is an Alex episode, everybody.
Yeah, you're welcome, guys. This is the real shit. Get ready to Google some shit that you didn't think you were going to Google a second ago. But don't do it till you get to the end of the episode, you fuckers. Why are you always trying to steal my thunder? Don't do it.
All right. Jeez.
I'm talking to you out there in La La Land, not you.
Oh, all right. Well, that jeez was
LA.
Was on their behalf.
Yeah, in the city
of
Los Angeles.
All of our listeners in L.A., you assholes.
Yeah. Yeah, you fuckers. All right, so let me tell you guys, I've kind of fallen off the deep end in terms of... Fuck you guys. Let me tell you guys, I've kind of fallen off the deep end...
He's so angry.
In terms of pieces of shit. So let me tell you guys, I've kind of fallen off the deep end.
This is what happens when you go see episode 9.
You mock Jesus once and Alex is very mad.
Just start speaking in tongues. All right. I've fallen off the deep end in terms of spending significant amounts of my free time watching, researching, like, bizarre internet mysteries. And, like, I almost feel like I'm doing, like, the Batman Beyond version of Chilluminati. Like, this is, like, a whole other world of mysteries. Like, there are no, like, there's no, like...
Does that
like,
mean I died and, like, or I'm old now.
No, it's like,
oh, can I be old man Bruce Wayne?
Like, if you're, if this is,
don't
if
worry.
You're, if Batman the animated series,
what's that kid's
is
name? Paul.
Paul.
Will
no,
Friedle?
His name is Terry
don't
McGinnis.
Worry, Will Friedle.
Don't worry, Paul
Terry
McGinnis.
His name is Terry.
Yeah, all right, we'll defeat Ink together.
Ink.
Is that one of the villains?
What?
I think so.
I don't remember Ink. I don't know anything. Don't worry.
Yeah,
about
guy
it.
With, like the swirly face.
The swirly face is like, I don't want, if I'm a villain, I don't want anybody to describe me as the guy with the swirly face. It makes me sound like a frozen yogurt. All right, I got to stop. All right. What I meant by Batman Beyond is just that, like, if the original animated series is like the Majestic 12, this weird shit that I keep finding out is like the like vaporwave version. It's like fucked up. The internet is dumb, dude. And I've been having fun with it. And I wanted to do like another full crazy thing for you today. But the problem is, like, in 95% of the cases, halfway through researching them, I get to a point where I'm like, oh, I see. So this is just a creepypasta.
Yeah.
I see.
Like, I feel like it's either going to turn into a creepypasta or weird viral marketing.
Yeah, I'll be watching like a 45-minute video, and then in the last 10 minutes, they're like, so who made this creepypasta? And I'm like, fuck! it's really annoying. The things that are believable, too, the flip side of this is just that, like, they don't have as much information about them, and that's what keeps them believable is, like, this possibility that maybe they're real. And so today, I was going to do three topics today, but what I decided to do was to try and purge myself. So maybe after this is done, this diversionary obsession that I have undertaken upon myself will be done. And I wanted to go through three today. We're just going to go through two because as I was doing research for the last one, I started to realize, like, if we looked at it through a certain angle, we really could go deep into it, and it's, like, a pretty scary sort of, like, government-y conspiracy, which could be kind of fun. So we're going to save that one for later. I'm not even going to allude to it. But once this is done, once these two episodes are done, you know, I can kind of, like, get back to things that I want to do that are more in the original Batman animated series, like maybe JFK or something like that, or probably, you know, another Mathis episode about aliens, which is... you know, inevitable.
Those are fucking infinite.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we're never going to stop searching. We're never going to stop looking.
Not until the aliens are knocking on my door asking if I want to go into their spaceship with them.
But yeah, these are two of the weirdest fucking things I've ever found on the internet. Don't all look right. them up if you're listening because the things...
What about us? What's Jesse's and my rules?
I wouldn't look them up either. Like, honestly, okay. This shit is so fucking weird. I'll give you some links and stuff that you can look at as we go, but like, holy fucking shit. This is truly some bizarre stuff. I don't know what
the fuck. This is
my
favorite version of storytelling. Don't look this up.
Just wait till I'm done. Just wait till I'm done.
Listen to what I have to say and believe it.
Don't fact-check me.
You know, I took time to, like, structure the story in a way where, like, narrative elements of the story revealed at key points to keep it interesting. So I'm just saying, like, you know, for the 20 minutes that I have you here, just don't read ahead. That's all. So the first one comes mainly... This mystery is, and don't turn off the podcast and go away when I tell you. This one
Why is that the preface?
Because
I'm not selling this very
this
well.
This mystery is known on the internet as Captain Coochie's Key Lime Pies. Okay? So, sorry. Get out of here if you're not ready to talk about that right now. But this Christmas, we're talking about...
All right, adios.
We're going to be talking about Captain Coochie's Key Lime Pies. So don't turn off the podcast.
I don't know
what to say. I promise it's fucking interesting.
I don't know if
wait,
I should be disappointed,
wait, entertained.
Yeah.
Impressed.
Yeah, Captain Coochie's Key Lime Pies.
Jesse can't stop himself. He's like, I got him.
So you're telling me that your Batman Beyond first episode is Captain Coochie's
No, Key my Lime first Batman Pies. Beyond episode was the hotel room 322. This is the Ink episode with the swirly face guy. Okay, so get ready, power down. We're getting into the...
My favorite part about this is it has wonderful alliteration.
Captain Coochie's
Key Lime Pies.
That's
great.
The actual name of this episode when I upload it.
Well, wait, we'll see. don't worry. So this first one, it mainly comes from a post that started like a couple years ago called, there's a user on Reddit, user KeyLimeWTF. From like 3 years ago. Turns out they're like a student at Humboldt State University, right? And one day they're reading through a piece on their student, like the student paper website. There's a piece about fellatio. It's like a like man on the street type like interview piece about like oral sex. Which happened to be the most popular article on the site, which obviously, you know, it's just like the sexy headline probably made it popular. Website was called thelumberjack.org, and she noticed that of the three comments that there were on the article, one of them, which was by this dude called Roger Ramjet, which if you don't know your like 1960s like comedy spy cartoons, he's this dude who like was like a government superhero type, Captain America type guy, and he took pills that gave him 20 seconds of superpowers.
Only 20 seconds?
At a time. 20 seconds at a time. And so, yeah, basically, Roger Ramjet writes this post, and it's fucking wild. And this article is no longer available on the Lumberjack site. I was able to grab a capture of it via the Wayback Machine. I'll send you the link afterwards so you can chuck it into the show notes for anybody who wants to read. I'll try and see if I can give you a direct link to the archive site. Just to see the post, but basically it says, I'm going to just read you like a portion of this post. And it just goes like this. It has all, like almost every word is capitalized and there's a lot of ellipses. I tried the Captain Cucci's key lime pies and those piegasms healed all my symptoms within the first 4 weeks. I highly recommend Captain Cucci's key lime pies for anything that ails you. They're great. Kobe Bryant may be retiring from basketball, but Captain Cucci's is still his pie of choice. Can't get enough of that key lime pie, key lime pie, key lime pie. Can't get enough of that key lime pie or I'll just cry until I die. I don't know why. I just love my key lime pies. This key lime pie is for our old friend, the late, great Meadowlark Lemon. Rip, old buddy. Keep spinning those pies, dude. This key lime pie goes out to our other buddy, Glenn Fry. Rock and roll heaven just keeps filling up. So, Glenn, take it easy, buddy. Or as you always said, you'll take it any way you can get it. And we hate to sound like a broken record, but here is a key lime pie for our buddy Maurice White, founder of the great group Earth, Wind, and Fire. Rest in peace, dude. And it goes on like that for like five times as long. So obviously, OP starts like Googling this shit. And what they find, spread all over the entire internet, attached to hundreds of articles about sex, things, key lime pie recipes, posts from all different usernames, but most of them have the name Jake Carson or Island Man, Craig Carvel, Vinny Gambini, Jenny McMasters, and then also like celebrity and fictional character names like obviously like Roger Ramjet or Bette Midler or George Bush or even like Elwood Blue from the Blues Brothers. And some of the posts they found are literally copies of others, but a lot of them aren't, and they just ramble just like this. And sometimes they even, like, talk to each other cogently as if somebody's, like, writing a conversation with themselves. And they always keep coming around to the same couple subjects, as you kind of saw. There's a guy named Captain Cucci Pelaez, his wife Anita Pelaez, a restaurant that may or may not have existed in Asheville, North Carolina, that may or may not have been called everything from Cucci's Key West Bar and Grill to Miss Anita and Captain Cucci Pelaez's Key West Cucharitaville Key Lime Pie Factory and Grill, and jeez, which is also referred to as the place to be since 1976. So at first, people were sure that a place like this was probably just made up and that it was just like some weird meme or something like that. And the only thread they found that led to like a real Captain Pelaez was this guy, Mark Pelaez, who's a retired chief of U.S. Naval Research. And then there was a woman on his staff or something who worked under him who was named Anita Jones, but not Pelaez, and they weren't romantically involved at all. So it kind of felt like a dead end.
Yeah.
But eventually this user, Kafka Lover, searched some public records and found that the restaurant did actually exist because there was a record of the deed to the restaurant changing hands from the owner, Oswald C. Pelaez, to Cucci Pelaez. And his wife, Anita, who he got married to in 1989. But some of the YouTubers that have covered this story in the past went on to the Asheville, North Carolina subreddit. And they found some people who actually used to go to this business who said it was pretty chill. They had like good mozzarella sticks or some shit like that. But they closed in the 90s and maybe the building was even knocked down. But people were able to find like a sort of like dilapidated building at an address that actually looked broken down, and you could even see a little sign on it that said Key West.
Okay.
So it seems like the restaurant at least is a real place. But, and remember, I said this had nothing to actually do with this. The book where they found the Navy guy, Mark Pelias and Anita Jones. It's a book called Naval Innovation for the 21st Century. It's a nonfiction book. And they found it because you can, you know how you can like search the texts of books on Google Books?
Yeah.
So this is how they found this. And there's only one review for that book on Google Books, and it reads like this. I sure hope that this will be a great opportunity for everyone to see some of Don's scenes from his production of his classic hit, Tales from Cucharitaville. You know that Rickles and Johnny Carson together produced those comedy hits about their friend, Mr. Coochie Pelias, and their wild and crazy exploits of Coochie's Key West and the world of Key Lime Pies from the perspective of Johnny Carson, Don Rickles, Coochie Pelias, and Steve Martin's eyes. What a hoot these classic hits surely were. Don't miss them, so be sure to tune in next month. We laughed our asses off until we cried watching those funny movies. The Tales from Cucharitaville, I think that they may still be available in a box set.
What?
So it was a show?
No, this is just another review. Like, literally, they just went looking for this book. Like, they literally just were, like, searching
the name.
That was
a review for the book?
They were just searching the name Captain Pelias. They found this book. They found this guy, Pelias, on the ship, and somebody named Anita who worked for him. And independently of their own search, already attached to that book on the Google Books review site was this review, which clearly is written by the same person that's doing this everywhere. And just so that you really let this, like just so that this fully sinks in, like in terms of scale, we're talking about hundreds of accounts, hundreds of sites, maybe thousands of accounts on thousands of sites. Branching out now, it's not just about sex anymore. It's not just about key lime pies. It's everywhere. It's been happening since 2009. Now that
Do you think it's possible that somebody like created a bot?
It's possible. It's possible. But over these 10 years, nobody knows anything about it. There's no answer to how they're getting through the captchas on all these websites, because typically these sites where you find this stuff,
prove you're not a bot.
Yeah. And, I bet you now that if you're like a person who's listening to this and you go on the internet a lot and you go to like weird sites and you go down rabbit holes all the time, I bet you will probably find one of these independently of searching for it. I bet you will find one on something somewhere that you go. That's how ubiquitous we're talking about. So at first, like you just said, you're probably going to want to say this is probably like a bot gone haywire. But you think about all the websites, all the captchas, you think about just the scale. Like, we're talking about thousands of logins. We're talking about, this is like, even for 10 years to be doing this has got to be something that you do for hours of your day. And also, a lot of the messages are like weirdly specific and nonsensical. And some people even say that like they've talked to people, because they find like Facebook pages under the names of some of the people that like other Facebook pages that have to do with pie. There's traces of this going through like every website, everything. So one person who's like a YouTuber, I think, messaged somebody they found on Facebook called Jake Carson, which is like the main name that these posts are under. It's one of many, but it's like probably the most frequently seen. It's Jake Carson, and he saw something on Facebook about the piegasm thing, and so he contacted him, and he purposefully was hiding his IP address while he was doing all this. But even so, not letting on that he was in Sweden, this Facebook profile sent him like Google translated Swedish, and it's a quote that I'm. Obviously, I'm translating it backwards from Swedish through Google Translate, but I'm pretty sure that it's like some stuff from PT. The game, PT.
Like the game?
The game PT by Hideo Kojima and Guillermo del Toro and stuff. And so it leads me to believe that there is maybe like an actual person somewhere in this mix. Like, granted, those things are not confirmed connected, and just because of the nature of this, there's no way to confirm anything is connected to anything. But like, because it's so weird, like the only thing anyone can think of besides it being some like weird loner guy who just does this a lot is maybe that it's like, it's like a bot that's like going haywire and doing like a weird algorithm. The only other thing it could maybe be is like some type of messaging system for some type of corporate espionage or like some type of government spying.
Oh, like a coded back and forth.
Yeah, so where maybe you
like
you,
like those number stations that
yeah,
exist out
like
there.
Like maybe you just send the URL to the person or a redirect to the person, and then they find the comment and they like can decipher it, something like that. And maybe it's just been like something that nobody knows what the fuck it is. But it's just so weird that it's based on this real place and these real things in such a like creative way. You know what I mean? Like it almost feels like a calculated joke a little bit.
Is there modern follow-ups? I know you mentioned it's been around since 2009.
Yeah.
Is this still an ongoing thing? Or
yeah,
is this something
dude, it shows up. It shows up constantly. Like a video just came out recently about this. Like, I mean, you can look at them. There's a couple from a year ago.
People
still find posts.
Video. All right. That's what I was asking. Yeah. Video wise, I imagine people can still make videos about it. But I was wondering if like, are the posts still active?
Yeah. People still find posts all the time. Somebody found one on on the last video that I saw. It was like, I don't know how old the video was, maybe like a year old, but it was like, I found another one on a post from TMZ from 4 days ago. Like, it's still going on. And the only other lead is that one dude on the Asheville subreddit, or Asheville, I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm not from North Carolina. I apologize. But on that subreddit, one guy said he remembered some type of, like, autistic guy or mentally handicapped guy who used to hang around the restaurant and maybe kind of half worked there, who used to obsess over the key lime pies and how good they were. But that seems to me to be very convenient to a solution to this mystery, that it's just like some guy who like loved the pie and just never stopped loving it. But also somebody found out that Oswald Peláez, who is allegedly the father to Coochie Peláez. I don't know. It's it's K-U-T-C-H-I-E. So it's the jury's really out. But Oswald Peláez, he also owns some other land in Asheville. He owns like a dilapidated mansion, and he's trying to like wait. Like last we heard from like 2016, he's waiting for Obama to get out of office. He doesn't sound like he likes Obama very much. And he's like, I'm waiting for the market to get better, like once Obama's done, and then he's going to try and build like a hotel situation. So I don't know what kind of guy this is. I don't know if this could be some type of like SEO thing that he's involved in that has to do with his previous business, Captain Coochie's Key Lime Pie Factory or whatever the fuck.
But this is a long con, is what you're thinking? Like this guy is out there. Like,
it could be. It could be some like SEO hijinks. You know what I mean? It could be something, but I don't know. Like, there's so many things. Like, if you want to see some of these examples of this stuff, here's some images of. I'll send you this thread here, Mathis, and then you can grab all the links from it for later.
Yeah, but please
do. This is like, there's like some imgers on this page.
Where are you sending this? Oh, there it is.
Yeah, you can look at the imgers that have, because a lot of the posts like get like discarded or disappear. Like the original article where the person found it is gone now. There's a very famous one that's the Barbecue Lovers review from Robert Jensen that's now gone. If you go to that barbecue review now, there's only one review on it, and it's not that one. But this site here has some imgur captures of it. If you see like halfway down, there's like a couple, and you can see some more stuff. But it also has the link to the previous two Reddit threads on this link here, so you can kind of like follow the whole story that way. And then there's a couple videos online. But man, it's just a mystery that I don't have an answer to. It seems so involved for it to just be like some type of like meaningless prank. I'm sure there's some type of explanation for it, but the more and more that I read these fucking like posts, I'll read some of the Jensen one to you guys real quick. I'll read like the first paragraph of it, and you can just see how weird it is. Oh yes, because this is a barbecue lovers website, but it's a key lime pie recipe on that website. Mm. Oh yes, we've heard a lot of great compliments about Anina Peláez and her husband Coochie after nearly 40 years of marriage, even though they got married in 1989. And we certainly want to congratulate them for being happily married for such a long time. We sure don't see much of that these modern day times. We read that Food Magazine article about the couple sometime last year. A very interesting article it was. It explained how Anita and Coochie have been a working partner team since before they were even married, as well as being in the restaurant and key lime pie business for around 35 years, and how hand in hand they worked together during the good times as well as the not so good times, from the Nixon days through Obama, even through several recessions also. Where Could She stated that when they first opened, ribeye steak was only $1.25 per pound, and as of the time of the article, that it was costing them $12 to $15 per pound, and that's wholesale. He also stated that him and Anita uses only organic Fred certified black Angus beef from the top steaks, prime ribs, steak sandwiches, all the way to the cheeseburgers that have become very famous over the years. He even does the cutting of their fine meats and the grinding of the beef for their famous burgers. He stated that we're seeing cheeseburgers in paradise. They're serving cheeseburgers in paradise years before anybody heard of Jimmy Buffett's name, even before his hit song Margaritaville. It's no wonder Anita and Coochie's guests call it at their place wasting away in Coocheritaville. I guess if anyone knows, they should know. There's a bunch more of it, too. But it's just this, like, that doesn't sound like a bot to me. It sounds like it's, it like, if it is a bot, it sounds like it's something that's, like, copy-pasted from another article. But this business went out of business in the 90s before the internet was, like, the way that it is today with all the, like, Yelps and stuff on it.
There's something about this that is both, at one time, very weird.
Yeah.
But also, because of its of the nature of the internet, I'm hesitant to buy in completely because I know that the internet's full of people that are like, I'll do it too. And so they do it just to like mess around. But yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It's like a weird thing.
You would
exists.
Be surprised how many we're talking about. You would be surprised how many articles it is.
But I also feel like 7 billion people in the world, there's got to be some people that are like,
I'm just saying, even if there was a bunch of people clowning, you'd think at least one person out there, like just judging by the sheer volume of the posts, somebody would say they've done one. And I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that anywhere. And honestly, the logins are like the same across some of the sites. Like, I think somebody owns some of these frequent posting accounts. And like, even there's like a connection to an address in Utah, some city in Utah that like one of the LinkedIn profiles was linked to. And then a couple other profiles were also like, you know how like on forums, sometimes it says like posted from or something like that on the bottom of the post. Like a couple of people were finding like an inordinate amount of them were linked to this one city in Utah. So there's threads to follow, and there's a lot deeper. You can go down this, but not in a way where I can like concisely explain it to you. But that's really just that whole mystery in a nutshell right there. It's just so fascinating to me. And I love this mystery because anybody can go look and find something new anytime. And there's always people on Reddit who are looking for stuff about this one. And I don't think the answer is coming anytime soon. Pretty wild, right?
It's interesting that there's just, you just want to know. Like, I just want to know if it's a fucking, like, somebody set up a bot. Like, I'm not necessarily inclined to believe what Jesse said, but I agree. Like, my brain went there, too, is like, did a bunch of random people see this and go, haha, now I'm going to make it even weirder and then start posting even, like, weird shit in their own versions.
I think there's the exponential factor, right? Like, I believe probably that there is an original meaning behind all of this. There's something that existed at one point, probably in 2009, 2010, like, that this really was about, whatever that may be. But I definitely think that over the years, because more and more people talk about it, and the internet's just, like, the place where this happens.
For sure.
I believe that at this point, most of what you're seeing is people just doing
or
it for
goofs. Or it's a key lime pie cult.
It could be a key lime pie cult.
I just don't know, like, in my mind, I thought you were about to tell us that this was a key lime pie that gave celebrities their... I thought you were about to, like, the reason why this exists is that the key lime pie gave celebrities their charm. Or
like that's what
like
impregnated Beyonce.
Like it's like some new age, like a self-cleanse type thing.
That's what I thought the first thing... when you first started talking about it, I was like, oh, yeah, of course it's going to be this whole thing where this guy's saying all these wealthy people got rich because they ate this key lime pie. But it wasn't the case at all.
It could be. You don't know. There could be a key lime cabal. You could.
Happening in room 322.
Let me ask you this. How have you guys been feeling about the letter K so far? In this episode.
That's bizarre. What is a weird ass question?
You want to go with another?
What is about to happen? I don't like this.
I mean, there's another big name out there that starts with a K that we're about to touch on right now. And that's the second part of this episode, the part two. And this part of the episode is called Kanye Quest Ascensionism.
Oh, no.
Okay. I can't. Are you ready?
Is it like K-W-E-S-T?
No. It's just Kanye Quest. It's just Kanye.
Is this his video game?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's what I was going to ask you. So this most this one
on the Soldier right, Boy system.
This one, no, this is a real thing. So this one comes from Patricia Hernandez, who you may know from Kotaku. This is an article that she wrote in 2015.
I love Patricia.
Yeah. But the reason I want to talk to you about it 4 years later is that there's recently been a little bit more attention shined on it because there's been some more videos being made about it. And I thought this mystery was like done and sealed off and finished. But apparently there's a little bit more going on. Shout outs to Nightmare Expo, Nexpo, a recent channel that got like a million view video on this that I watched that like reminded me of this mystery. But I totally remember when this happened. So do you remember what Kanye Quest is, first of all, just as its own thing?
No. It is a RPG, a sci-fi
yes,
RPG.
Exactly. It's like a... It's like a somebody made like a fan made sort of like viral hit JRPG in RPG Maker in 2013. And obviously it's like obvious. This was like when Kanye was like just normal crazy and not like weird Trump crazy. So like people still were kind of like positive on him in the press. And like this game, you like travel through, you play as Kanye, you travel through a portal into the future to defeat like a twisted clone of Lil B, the base god. but amazingly, this mystery has almost nothing to do with the plot of this game. Like maybe loosely, like in a symbolic way, but the plot of the game and like the playing of the actual game is very side to the actual mystery that's here. And, that mystery was only discovered 2 full years later in January of 2015, when apparently some anonymous person posted, like dumped a paste bin randomly out of nowhere, explaining like an extremely insane thing that happened to them when they went back and played the game. Because apparently they played the game like when it first came out for like 5 minutes or something, and they were like, oh wow, Kanye RPG, cool, and then they just like, you know, didn't pick it up again. So they came back and played it, and this thing happened to them that's like super crazy. So apparently there's these little Fallout style terminals that you can read in the game all over the place that you can get information. And this is like, we're talking like Final Fantasy, Super Nintendo, Dragon Quest, Pokemon vibes, like top down old school RPG. So you just walk up to the computer and you click it, and it's a little box of text, right, that shows up on the bottom of the screen. We're all familiar with this a vibe as gamers with beards here, gentlemen, right? So this anonymous poster noticed one terminal that seemed a little off from the rest of them. And this one had, it's really early in the game, the words in it were garbled, like almost like you're getting like a bad transmission, like a radio transmission, like little like dot, dot, dots and like symbols instead of some of the letters. And it looked like gibberish at first. And like, I think probably most people who played the game just sort of thought of it as gibberish. But if you look through that and you see what it actually says, it says, ascend and worship the based god. Okay. And okay. A little later in the game, there's an NPC that's called the Task Force member early in the game who you can talk to, who asks you the question, what do you want to do? And then you can write any six characters in, and she'll just go like, eat? I want to eat too, right? She'll just like repeat what you write back to her, right? Yeah. What do you want to do? Jump, jump. I want to jump too, right? But this person decided to write ascend based on this terminal that they read. Wrote ascend, and when this happened, I kid you not, the screen flashed white, and when it comes back, you're not Kanye anymore. You're a tiny little butterfly floating through a giant black and white pyramid filled with more of these terminals, and eventually you get a message that's like this. It says, congratulations, you have proven yourself to be an open-minded and curious thinker. We must apologize for deceiving you, but we can reveal that the game you were playing until this point was a front constructed to protect what you are currently accessing. We must ask that you do not reveal this area to the public. If you believe that you may be prone to revealing information or do not wish to participate, please close this program immediately by pressing Alt F4 or selecting the No option when it appears. By selecting the Yes option, you agree to participate and not reveal information. Okay.
Huh.
And so if you click yes at that point, if you click no, it takes you right back to the title screen. But if you click yes, it says, the following is a thought exercise designed to help teach you something beneficial. By undertaking this exercise, you will hopefully be affected in a positive way. Due to the nature of this exercise, this something cannot be revealed immediately. This exercise may or may not be restricted to this software. It is important to remember that the purpose of this exercise is to benefit you. You will not be timed. We cannot provide any information except that we wish you good luck. You may begin now. Welcome to your ascension. And before you think to yourself, this is just a paste bin by an anonymous person that could just be making shit up and hacking this game or whatever. This is at the point in the article where Patricia Hernandez, intrepid reporter from Kotaku.com, downloads the game herself, tries all this shit, and keep in mind, before this post in January of 2015, nowhere on the internet was anything about this anywhere mentioned. No video was made. No article was written. But this part of the game, she verified, is indeed from the original upload of the Kanye Quest game because it's down now. You can't actually get the game now. It's been removed from the internet. You have to get it through a secondary source if you want to play it now. But at the time when she wrote this article, she verified that the file that she was downloading, you could look at the version history, and there had never been an update since it was originally uploaded on the day that the game came out. So this portion of the game that she played through and verified is actually real was actually designed and in the original version of this game. So just keep that in mind going forward because that's important. So she plays through it. She gets to the Pyramid Butterfly Room. And she notices that each of the terminals has like a Roman numeral attached to it. And they kind of act like gates. So you have to, each one asks you for a word and you have to put the right word in or you can't go forward. So at this point she's stuck. She goes back to the paste bin and the paste bin poster didn't know what to do either at first. But after trying to contact people who worked with the game, getting nowhere, they basically just data mine the game, down to its mechanics. Huh. And they found a bunch of passwords for the terminals to get through this level. And some of the words were simple words like idle or hatch. Then there's some other words like Jagatai, which is a proper noun, which is like any of a few Turkish languages. And then flakon, which is like kind of like a flagon. It's like a little stopper, like perfume bottle type thing.
Gotcha.
Just some like a mix of some very banal and some very weird words. And you have to put them all in. And it takes about 40 minutes to do this, and you're just a little butterfly flying around doing this for about 40 minutes at like a reasonable pace. And every time you do it, as the things unlock, the room gets darker and darker and darker, and it starts to get really creepy because the music is like not normal music. It's like kind of like how in Undertale, when shit starts to get weird, starts to feel weird. But then on the last one, when you put the last password in, the screen flashes again, and now you're on a blank screen, except you can still like walk around, you can still hear yourself walking around, and you can still pull up the menu and stuff like that. And sometimes you can hit random enemy encounters in this state, and the enemy has no sprite, and it is called all caps JFZZJNMS, and it doesn't do anything. It doesn't like attack or anything like that. So you wander around in this state for a while. There's one more terminal to find, this one gets a little weird. So this is what happens when you talk to this terminal. It says, "You have proven your worth once again. You have ascended. However, further ascension is always possible. If you do not wish to ascend further, your journey ends here, so please close this program by pressing Alt-F4 or selecting the No option above. By selecting the Yes option, you agree to participate further, and you grant us permission to interact with your possessions. Would you like to participate?"
All right, that part would be like,
Yeah. So you can choose yes, and then this is the message that you get, which is, "Over the following two-week time period, we will interact with you and your possessions in several ways. Keep an eye out, as some of these ways may be subtle. Others may not be. We may attempt to contact you directly. If we do this, we will attempt to notify you of our presence using a keyword. If you still consent to participation, please select the Yes option above. Do you wish to participate? And if you say yes again, the game asks you for your name, your address, and if you give it and you send it, it says, enjoy the next 2 weeks and await instruction." Which to me sounds very like recruity, cult recruity.
It kind of reminds me of, do you remember back in, I don't know how many years ago it was, that weird like, I think it was on Reddit, that weird like recruitment thing with like the Firefly or whatever it was. There was like
I love
butterfly.
Bees.
Yeah, right? That's what
it was.
I think
cicada.
Cicada might have been.
30,
yeah, I think you're right. You're right.
Or whatever.
Yeah. And it was like this weird puzzle that only the smartest people could figure out. And eventually it ended up just being a weird recruitment for like some white hat hacking group or some weird shit.
Maybe that's what
it was.
That's
what I'm saying. That's what it sounds like. Yeah. That's just what it reminds me of.
Yeah. I mean, even the cicada thing, just because of the nature of how like clandestine it is, we don't even know who that group is. Like they say they're a white hat hacker group, but nobody knows. But, okay, so I think it sounds cult recruity. And according to the paste bin, if you go into the code of the game, this info that you type in doesn't actually get sent off to anyone. But after Googling some of the passwords that you had to type into the terminals and figuring out some deeper connections between some things in the game, it's people think it's probably connected to this, like, this one ARG, which was a 72-page thread on a website that I used to spend a lot of time on, Unfiction, the forums for Unfiction, which went down sometime in 2017 due to some sort of server maintenance issue or something like that. Which is sad, but you can still, a lot of it's archived, and they were very thorough with that. So you can go and look at those threads if you want. But the thread was investigating an ARG that was seemingly based around a real, actual cult that exists that's called Ascensionism. And here's what the Pastebin says about that. Ascensionism is a New Age cult that goes back to at least 2006. Its main beliefs focus around there being two spirits that make up a whole being. A physical spirit, the body, and an ethereal spirit, the soul. Long story short, souls live lifetime after lifetime until they reach a point where they are judged by themselves after a death, and upon deciding they have been sufficiently good, destroy themselves and become primordial soul stuffs from which new souls are born. So there's like a level up cycle and like a rejuvenation cycle. And apparently, Orthodox Ascensionism believes that all souls, before combining with the spirit of the body, form pacts with the souls of all beings that they will encounter into the future. So this leads the Ascensionist belief that any harm done to a person was agreed upon prior by their soul during a contract signing with the other person's soul, and that they were quite literally asking for it, thus justifying any harm they could perpetuate against people or perpetrate against people.
What a useful excuse to all horrible things you do in life.
So now check this out, and what I said about the plot of Kanye Quest. They also believe that if a person is cloned, their soul is split into two parts, and as such, they do not truly die until the clones are dead, because any soul from a dead clone or originator will just wander until it finds another clone with the same host spirit and will combine with it. This is bad to Ascensionists. It's bad when this happens. They believe that if a soul lives on for too long, it becomes corrupted by the bad circumstances it has accumulated and will become evil and twisted over time because they cannot be purged of their experiences by death to start anew. So if you imagine Lil B just keeps cloning himself over and over again for 1,000 years, and then now we're in this...
It's like in Scientology when you start accumulating too many thetans, dude.
Yeah, exactly. It's very much like a JRPG boss setup, which is so funny for this game. But they believe that souls become evil and are wandering from clone to clone, and are they're the shadow people that you see. Those, like, wandering souls are the shadow people.
And, oh, interesting. Interesting excuse for shadow people.
Yeah. According to them, there is some ancient group of 9 people or so who have lived for centuries by cloning themselves repeatedly and indefinitely, and their clones are what constitute the majority of the shadow people seen today. Like, these 9 people's clones. Not really centuries per se, because Ascensionists measure time in eons that are determined by a certain number of lifetimes a spirit has, but whatever. This goes back to the plotline of the game, where all of the evil characters were continued clones of rappers who had accumulated evil by being alive for so long and never truly dying, while the good characters, aside from Kanye, who jumps through a portal to the future, were clones that had been dormant for so long that they couldn't accumulate the bad energies gained through the experience. So I looked into this ARG, and it does seem like there's a connection between them, because a lot of the words and key phrases that were being used to get you through these terminals in Kanye Quest were parts of the QR code. There's QR codes in Kanye Quest that, like, connect to this ARG. It's pretty likely, I think, that the ARG and the game were at least originally intended to be connected. I don't know what the deal is, because I don't know if this was how this game was supposed to go, or maybe they were going to update it eventually once the game went live with a way to actually send off your details to this cult or whatever today. But there's also this other element to this ARG that involves, like, a YouTube channel that has these, like, weird noise rock songs on it. That's like an Ascensionism record label that I think is at youtube.com/ascendtoday, I think it is. And then there's also a Twitter that was only shut down recently, like very recently, like in the last couple months, even though this mystery has been going since at least...
2013,
yeah, 2014. A couple years before that. There's also the Twitter was Ascend Today, and you can go look at it, but it's gone. It's been replaced by another thing. And then there was another game that these people also released and removed from the internet that was called Calypso, which there are videos of online. But now that all these links are dead and not well archived for this Kanye Quest game, like this element of the game was not considered part of the ARG till late in the game, and a lot of links are dead. The games are hard to come by nowadays. It's equally hard to find out whether or not the version of the game that you have has been tampered with in any way.
Yeah,
but it's also one of those things where it's an offline game, so it's not like you're sending data.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like maybe this ARG, if this ARG was like an actual ARG that was being puppet mastered by an active entity, right, and that entity is a cult that's trying to recruit people, like, you know, I think it's possible that maybe what happened here was like a thing that happens to a lot of ARGs, which is that they have a grand scope and they start doing it, and the interest level is not exactly where they wanted it to be in terms of the game, in terms of the ARG part, and then they have to end up sort of like closing it down before it happens. And I think that's possibly what happened with Kanye Quest, because I think maybe they were getting to the point where either they were going to update the game with a way to connect to the internet to actually send this information somewhere, to maybe send you a package to your house, or to maybe, you know, further the game in some way. Sometimes, you know, people do that where there's like an IRL element to the game where you get mailed something or you meet up with somebody in real life. And so I think it could be something like that. But the thing is, because this cult is like a real cult and there is a sort of blurred line of involvement with regard to this ARG, which independently of Kanye Quest, people began to suspect was a recruitment process for this cult. Like if you go through the thread on Unfiction, which is still there in the Wayback Machine, you can read it and you can see that people the whole time are increasingly concerned that they are being recruited for a cult. And the fact that the Kanye Quest element of this ARG, if that's what it is, was like a lead up directly to a recruitment thing where you submit your name and address, it just seems a little freaky. And it's also, you know, telling maybe that this game disappeared around the time that this other element of it was discovered.
It's interesting. I actually, I'm with you on that. I don't think it's necessarily like, I can see some cult feeling like they're smarter and by doing something like this, being like, well, this is a genius way to find the smart people that we need in our cult or whatever. When in reality, it's like, you know, you look at it and it's like, that's creepy. But a lot of the creepy factor is because we don't know the truth behind it, where like you say, the cult probably whoever was recruiting may have just abandoned the project once it got to a certain point, because it's like, this didn't go as well as I wanted it to.
Yeah, I mean, especially with the other game, like if you look at the other game, Calypso, that game is even weirder. Like it doesn't even have like elements of gameplay. You just sort of like, it's almost as if the whole game is like the pyramid part. And there's all this weird shit that happens,
though,
and all these weird codes and audio files that play.
So,
and it plays audio from people who submitted voicemails of themselves during the ARG. It's crazy.
Mm.
Can I just blow your mind?
I'm ready.
On YouTube, I went to go search for the thing you said, but
Nightmare
instead
Expo?
I found youtube.com/user/Andromeda UGC. And it has one video. It says Ascensionism Records. It has one video, and I'm terrified to click on this video.
All right. Hang on.
The video is labeled 001. It's from 4 months ago, 4,000 views.
Oh, man. I'm going to turn my headphones
Become
down.
The one you desire to be is what it says.
What's the name of the user? Sorry.
Andromeda UGC.
UGC.
I am not okay.
Oh, look at that freaking icon. Oh, what is that picture, dude?
That's what I'm saying. I'm not clicking this.
I'm going in.
FBI warning.
This is out.
Yeah,
this
FBI
is how
warning.
Die.
Church. Got some like backwards bells playing.
The comments on this video are so good.
There's like low.
I like the unique use of Dwight Schrute.
There's low reverse voice. Some fucked up shit. Oh, it's playing into my ears.
At the end, so I fast forward a little bit. Definitely, there's like people puking. There's like bloody walls. Mm-mm.
I'll record some of the audio here and I'll put it into the episode so people can hear like a bit of like the weird talking.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. 16 hours ago, there's a comment on this video that's like, "I hope we can solve the mystery of this cult." I love that.
This is the worst.
Almost
thing
every ever. Single person in the comments are cult members. I found out about this.
This is like somebody walk. Whoa! F
That's
no,
what I'm
dude.
Saying. There,
yo,
it starts to get
somebody
wild.
Walking in the graveyard, and it does a flash cut to what looks like a decomposing face.
Oh yeah, I see that now.
Whoa, no, I'm trying to pause it.
I told you, it starts to get worse.
No, Dwight looks bad, dude. There's something wrong with Dwight.
Oh, is that Dwight true? Is that Dwight? Is that like a photoshopped image of Dwight?
It's like screaming in Dwight Schrute. Holy shit. I have not seen this, but there's a lot of stuff like this out there.
Oh, yeah, that is Dwight Schrute, isn't it? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but yeah, this whole thing, Kanye, this cult, this ARG that's like not even, it's like almost been deleted from the internet, except this video came out in August. Like,
that's what I'm saying. So this strange. Video is brand new.
The thing about these internet mysteries that's so weird is that shit is always happening. And I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
like normally.
They were just doing like a crash test dummy thing, but they were putting like one of the dummies in the back. It was like some dude like muffled screaming, and then the car just drove off while he was screaming.
Yeah, like normally I try and avoid these things that are clearly like creative things by people that are just being uploaded to the internet. But the extra wrinkle on this one, that there's this real cult involved, to me is very interesting. But I've also, to be fair, I've heard from some people who are part of this cult who are like, we're not a cult. You can be any religion and be part of this. You know, this does not necessarily represent our actual values. But
we're
I don't know, because
guys,
it's not a very,
a cult.
It's a fringe group.
If you have to say we're not a cult, you're definitely a cult.
What? Yeah, dude.
Yeah, even my improv group used to joke about that.
Fair warning to those who might go seek this out, like, just so you know, like, at the end, there's like a woman who slits her own throat and her head comes off and stuff. So just
in this
just,
video,
yeah.
Holy
shit!
I'm
glad I didn't watch to the end.
Go to if you go to well at 3:20, yeah, go to 3:19 and you just watch the last few seconds there.
Don't do that.
I'm good.
Don't do that.
I'm good. That's fucks. That's
it's
fucking
weird.
Crazy.
It's wild. And it's just, and then it goes, it cuts to like a weird marionette doll just staring at the screen.
Yeah. So I don't know what this is. There the mystery is laid out before the Kanye Quest Ascensionism. But like I said, I'm obsessed with internet mysteries and I need to move on. I have one more topic.
Sorry. I know you got one more topic.
Yeah.
Comment here. You can hear the Kanye Quest exercise room music at the beginning of this video.
Get the fuck out of here. See, I don't know. But you see, that could be reverse engineered. Who knows? But yeah, I have one other topic in this genre, I guess, before I'm ready to put it to bed for a while. But that one's going to have to be a whole episode unto itself, because
I'm excited.
It goes a little deeper than I realized, and it's actually kind of fun, and it's a totally different flavor than either of these, which are also totally different flavors from each other. But as we all know, the best flavor is key lime pie. So please.
Sure.
Do we want to wrap up with a little bit of a story for this one?
Yeah, so we had an idea. Me and Mathis were talking yesterday, and we had the idea that, like, you know, sometimes, you know, we shouldn't let, like, a subject that doesn't have that much to report on stop us from telling you guys about it if it's interesting enough. But we also want to give you a nice chunky podcast. So we thought it might be a cool idea if sometimes when we need to, we throw in like a little backup story from one of you listeners.
We'll read your stories
because
you guys sent us so many.
We'd love to see it. Yeah. And so we figured we might do one more. We might do one reader story for you guys to just close out the episode.
It's a nice short one. This one actually comes from somebody who's been in the community for a while. You may know him as OMFG Blondie.
Blondie.
He dropped. Yeah, Blondie.
Blondie.
Yeah, exactly.
I shared many of her with Blondie.
He dropped us a story to read on the podcast. It is called The Tumped, The Origin of Santa Claus. So I figured it was a good one.
I don't. Okay.
Blondie coming in with a Christmas save at the end.
I don't believe this.
Yeah,
already.
He came
in
with the Christmas
it,
save.
Keep us on theme this week. You love to see it?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
We're going to keep it on theme for people. So it begins. Most of the things that are talked about on the podcast are aliens, cryptids, or other modern folklore. Things from the 1900s, generally 50s, 60s, or 70s. So I thought I'd bring some things that are older, like way older. Let's go back hundreds of years with some old world folklore. This is the tale of the gnome, a Scandinavian folktale that stretches back as far as the Viking Age, long before Christianity reached these lands, and possibly even further back than that. In those days, stories and histories were told to one's children, who would tell their children, and so on for centuries. Its name is different across the Norse languages, but I'll focus on the Swedish version that was taught to me as a child, Tomte. Tom like the name and te like from winter. So Tom from winter. In modern days, Tomte, Swedish for the gnome or for the Santa, more commonly refers to the character of Santa Claus. And hopefully you will see where some of the inspirations for old Saint Nick came from at the end of the story. In Swedish, the name Tomte roughly translates to homestead man, which is derived from tomt meaning homestead. While few saw the Tomte in the flesh, more on that later, they were often described as short, statured, only about 3 feet tall. They were always male and sported a white or gray long beard. They wore a gray coat and breeches along with a red pointed cap. So already you can kind of see where some of the modern day Santa styles are coming
Masanta.
From.
Yeah, I'm smelling.
Masanta. tending to a farm in the olden days was hard work. One bad case of weather or sickness among your cattle and your entire family could starve for an entire winter when the days only last a scant few hours and temperatures stay below freezing for months at a time. So it was important that you had good help on your farm, and one of these helpers were the Tomte. The tasks of the Tomte is almost always described as the same no matter when or where you find the stories from. Using their magical abilities, they tended to the stables, the barns, and especially the animals within those buildings. So this guy's just straight up helpful.
To me, so far, this sounds great. I just want this.
Yeah, I'm not bad. He kind of actually sounds more like Santa's elf.
I would love to be haunted doing by all this the specter.
He just haunted by the Swedish gnome.
He just like cleans my car.
Just shows
just
up.
Vacuums, like shop vacs my car when I need that. Get the like French fry dust and peanuts off the
ground. It continues, says, the Tomte is a shy being, so maybe you would. Maybe he'd be quiet while he did it.
Just
and seeing
him.
One would, and if you saw him, it would actually cause bad luck for you and your family.
But why?
Yeah, that's kind of bummer.
So I have
dude.
To
that's
just
like
let him do it and not even try and be supportive. Yeah,
if you hear it, you just got to ignore it. You could be being robbed by, like, your local farm neighbor, but if you think it's the Tomte, you don't want to look.
I see.
Whether that was an inherent property of the Tomte or if trying to find one would simply make it mad is unclear. But one thing is for sure, nothing good could come out of trying to find one. Aiding it in its hiding was the ability for it to turn invisible. While invisible, the Tomte would observe you and everything that was happening on the farm. Sounds like Jeff the Mongoose. It would see you at all times, even when you're sleeping. Even though people wouldn't see the Tomte around the farm, the evidence of its presence would be clear, as even a small invisible being leaves tiny footsteps in the snow. The Tomte was neither an inherently good nor bad creature, much like a lot of old folklore characters, and is often described as loyal but mischievous towards those who they consider lazy, greedy, or uncouth.
If it already has magic powers, why are we like, well, it's definitely going to have footprints. You know what I mean?
Well, because that's just physics, Alex, if you're invisible or not.
If you can turn invisible, why can't you just make your feet not touch?
Well, also, why is it when I look at you, I get bad luck? Is it like an aura? Is it like a stank? Are you going out of your way to ruin my life?
If he's invisible and he's working on my car, can I like give him tips? Can I
you,
tell him how to do it?
Instead of leaving him cookies and milk, you leave him wrenches and like tools?
Well, I'm technically not looking at him, right? If he's invisible.
That's true. So, that's technically
is that
true.
Like a loophole?
If he's invisible and watching your ass, you can't see him, so you're not
right,
breaking
but
any
like,
rules.
Can I be like, yeah, when you do my car, can you like, if you do it invisible, I'll cook you like a sandwich. I'll bring you a sandwich while you do it.
You know what? It doesn't say anything about not offering him food, but we'll see. We'll see what happens here in a minute.
I just want to get into like a symbiotic, like if this is real,
relationship.
You know,
right.
You gotta, the truth is out there.
The truth is out. Maybe he's related to the Pukwudgie dude.
Dude, that guy's. The Pukwudgie, dude.
Miserable.
Whenever I just hear the word Pukwudgie, I just think of like drunken revelry.
That was the night. Anyway, onward. The stories say that to get in with its good graces, a simple, singular ritual has to be performed. Take notes, Alex. This is it.
Okay.
Every year with its winter solstice, which is during Christmas time, and in some stories it had to be on Christmas Eve specifically.
That's tomorrow.
You would put out a dish of porridge for the Tomte and to enjoy. In these festive times, porridge would be served with a dollop of butter on it. Remember, butter was a precious commodity back in the day, and still is if the butter crisis of 2011 is anything to go by. I didn't know there was a
Did
butter
I miss
crisis
that?
Of 2011.
There's
a hyperlink here, so
there's,
clearly.
Yeah, there was a butter crisis.
Is this something
the world
that,
has
is this
been
something
through,
that
yeah.
we as privileged Americans who don't know about world events just... It sailed by.
Yes, most of us did not care, I imagine.
Is there like
a
something
quick history.
About our butter that we don't like, that's not technically
well, I mean,
butter?
It's not, our butter's not butter, so.
That's what I mean. That's right. Like right. Some right. shit fair. Like that. Yeah.
The Norwegian butter crisis occurred towards the end of 2011 to an acute shortage of butter, which led to a sharp rise in the price of butter in the Norwegian market. The crisis caused prices to rise and butter deliveries to stores to sell out in minutes. According to the Danish evening newspaper BT, Norway was arrested during a time of butter panic.
What the fuck?
It happened.
All right.
If you neglected to give the tomte its butter, it would be spurned. Similarly, you could not skimp on the butter or ruin the dish with too much butter. Ooh, this
so it's like
picky.
A mix between like a Keebler elf and like Goldilocks?
Yes. he's very picky about how much butter you put on it. Not too much, not too little. Don't spurn him. If the tomte was happy with what you offered it, you would find an empty bowl the next morning, and this meant that you had a good year ahead of you. Sometimes, small articles of clothing would be put out for the tomte, such as a new coat or a pair of knitted mittens, but you had to be careful, for they were easily irritable. There was only one way to get rid of a tomte from your farm. On the day of the winter solstice, you would simply ask it to leave and hope that it wouldn't retaliate by burning down your barns.
This is a fucked up creature. No, I'm calling
it. I don't like it at all. He's like, I'll help you. I'll fuck up your life. It depends on my mood. Did you give me enough butter?
I'm calling Geralt. Geralt's going
to call it Geralt.
I'm going to make this thing disappear. I'm done.
Dude, this thing sounds like it would be just like such an easy job for him.
Yeah.
I wonder if he would even take payment. He'd be like, whatever. I kill these things.
He would take payment every day. Geralt would take payment.
That's
Geralt
true. He would take payment. In history, the tomte is often referred to as a being a spirit of the earth and further back, a spirit of a deceased farmer. What?
Oh. There's like a Smeagol type character at the beginning of his origin who the original corrupted man who became like Tomte, the Smeagol.
Yeah, going on, it says, in some legends, they live in the farm's burial mounds where the families would bury their dead. This is before Christianity brought around the custom of like having a cemetery. Uh-huh. This seems to suggest that the Tomte might not be a creature at all, but instead a manifestation of the remnant souls of the farm's ancestors.
You know, I'm starting to see why they sweeten the deal on Santa a little bit. You know what I mean?
Also, like, fuck your family. If they're like mad at you, and so the remnant spirits burn your barns down because you asked it to go away.
That's boo. That's boo. Big.
That's
big
like
boo.
Yeah, but that's like, you know,
grumpy grandpa, dude.
I'm hiring
Geralt.
That's
sweet
to kill
that
Santa.
They care.
Yeah,
like your
I'm
getting
to re-kill my grandfather. Yeah. Grandpa's up again. Go. Ugh.
Yeah.
Some sources cite the tomte as being the first farmer who tilled the land.
Ever?
Others say it doesn't say. It just says the. I'm assuming it means the first farmer who tilled the land on that particular farm.
Oh.
So others say that whenever a new farm was constructed, it would be there with the first load of timber to ensure that everything was done correctly.
What is this
Hopefully
guy's deal?
Hopefully you enjoyed
what
this little Christmassy
about?
Bit of folklore. And if there's interest, I might do a write-up on some other Swedish folklore like the Naked Man or the Exchangeling.
Well, then,
which I'm interested in both of those, my
we
man.
We have a Naked
so feel
Man
free.
In New York, too. That's
there's a lot of Naked Men in Times Square.
I read a thing on the internet that was like a slide from like some type of like anthropologist's like presentation or something. And it was like, if you stand naked on your porch and no one can see you, you are rural. If you stand naked on your porch and somebody calls the police on you, you're suburban. And if you stand naked on your perch and on your porch and people ignore you, you are urban.
You're the city.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, Blondie, thank you for that story. I could see like a lot of similarities to like leaving things out and things disappearing overnight and getting good luck. It's just Tomta's way meaner.
Yeah,
Santa.
He's just a
Santa
a
just gives
deal.
You coal if you're bad. He doesn't try and burn your down your livelihood.
Yeah, I'm good on that. What is he? What? How do you kill him? Put silver on him?
All the only yeah.
What?
Just buckshot
Why are you trying
him.
To kill him?
I just don't want
Skinwalker
an ancestor.
Style. Goodbye.
I just don't want to. I don't want to get involved. I don't want to get involved in the deal. Can I just
yeah.
walk up?
Well,
to
you have no choice. You're in the deal. You have
on
no
the
choice.
Night of the winter solstice, you have to ask him to leave and hope that he says yes and doesn't burn down your house.
But what if he tries? Can't I throw a little like net of
But if you
net
you can't cuz if you look at him you're just going to have bad luck anyway.
A mithril net.
Can I just throw a little chainmail net over him? Won't that burn his skin if I have
a mithril
silver.
Net?
Silver, my dude, that's what you want.
One of the
A mithril net. I can't
The elder metals burn the beast's skin?
Right.
Oh, the elder metals.
If you dig deep enough, you will find the elder metals.
You know, it's all about paranormal theories out here on the podcast.
You're right. You're totally right.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody. The next episode will be yet another Alex episode. And to give a teaser as to what's coming up after that, we've got a bunch of multi-parters kind of getting worked out. We got MK Ultra being worked on, and to the much requested Skinwalker Ranch is also being worked on. So be excited. We're still a few weeks out from each of those, but
and I wasn't kidding about JFK either. I think I'm gonna
not at all.
I'm not gonna do the comprehensive story, but I'm gonna at least try and
a 10-part documentary series by Alex Fasciane. Each episode is an hour long.
Maybe I'll do like the crazy version of JFK and just like focus on some of the wilder ideas. I don't know. We'll see.
Also, before we go, hey, the Yeti store has the leftover posters up now, so you can go grab those posters.
They're signed. They're
signed, glow in the dark, and they're not like flimsy paper. They're like sturdy,
it's like a nice
like,
black, like sort of feels handcrafted. It's very nice.
There's only a few left. Grab them while they're up there. And I believe there's still a few t-shirts and hats before they end up having to restock. They'll likely end up restocking after the holiday season. So grab that stuff.
It's not too
late. As always, if you want to leave us. Yeah, no, never.
Print
it's never
out
too
your
late.
And wrap that and show it to your friend that you got them some sick Chilluminati gear.
You got them into a cult without them even having to ask.
It has a great logo, this cult. Don't worry.
It does. It's great. If you want to leave your own stories, Chilluminati Pod subreddit, that's where you want to drop them. We're in there all the time reading up some stories. And if you want to hit us on our social medias, Mathis Games for myself, Jesse Cox for Jesse, Fasciane A for Alex, and for the podcast itself, Chilluminati Pod. Wherever you're listening, drop us reviews. We are 25 reviews from the 1,000 review mark.
Oh, shit.
So let's cross that 1,000 review mark, maintaining that 5-star average still. We were the number 17 improv comedy podcast in the U.S. 2 weeks ago.
You love to see it.
So thanks.
Shout-outs to Del Close. We made it, baby.
We did it. We'll see you guys in the next one. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.